Les isn't over. He's with us. Hello, Les.
Hello. I was wondering how could the Romans, well, and predecessors to their great empire, manage to make wine because of the hygiene that seems to be needed to make it these days?
Oh, I see. What an excellent question. So what you're saying is that these days when we try to make beverages, then if we're not careful, they end up contaminated to death,
yeah.
And yes, you get them spoiled, don't you? Well, the answer is, it's the same when they used to make beer, for example. In fact, people used to drink a lot of beer in Roman times. It wasn't the high-strength stuff we have today because the water was so contaminated that actually the wine and the beer were better to drink because they were less likely to be contaminated because they had alcohol in them. Basically, if you take grapes and you just pick them off the vine and you have relatively good, clean starting water, what you're actually relying on is not having sterility in the system because the yeast all comes from the grapes in the first place. If you've ever picked fruit, you may have noticed this, Les. If you look at the surface of the fruit, unless you buy it from a supermarket, if you go and get fruit off the tree, what does the surface of a picked plum or some grapes look like if you look at them?
Oh, it's got a little bloom to it usually, and almost a coating in effect, I suppose you could say.
That's right. And if you were to take some of that coating and put it under a microscope, what you would see is that that's mainly yeasts. So there are microorganisms there, but there are lots of yeasts there naturally on the fruit. And if you put those into ideal conditions so the yeast can start to grow, and what the yeast is going to be doing is to consume the sugars in the fruit, and it's going to, if you do it without oxygen being there, it's going to convert the sugar into alcohol and some carbon dioxide. Because there's so much yeast there, pretty quickly it will outcompete the other things that shouldn't be there, and it will suppress their growth because the alcohol is toxic to the other organisms. The yeast can tolerate it, though, and so the yeast outgrows it. You end up fermenting the wine and you make a high alcohol or relatively high alcohol beverage where you've used the alcohol actually to suppress the harmful microorganisms. So it's sort of self-sterilising.
OK, thank you.